T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Highly, highly competitive. And innovation in research is, by its very definition, inefficient. It's trial and error. As many of you know, the vast majority of clinical trials fail. But what's most important is that there is sustained funding to sustain important research toward the goal of developing new and promising therapies relative to not only the people who are afflicted with disease, but in this case in particular, those who love the afflicted. So today, we are here to announce a 5-year federal grant totaling $2 million awarded through the National Institutes of Health for critical work by the University of Buffalo researchers toward the goal of better understanding and treating Krabbe's disease. This is just the latest of over $3.5 million in federal funding recently awarded to the Hunter James Kelly Research Institute, an initiative that was spearheaded by the University of Buffalo and the Hunter's Hope Foundation, which was established by Jim and Jill Kelly in honor of their son Hunter, who bravely fought this disease 8 years ago. The National Institutes of Health is the largest public funder of biomedical research in the world. Last year, the National Institutes of Health funded over $2.6 billion in grants, supported by $6.5 billion in economic activity in New York State alone. The University of Buffalo is the highest recipient of National Institute funding in Western New York, earning 182 grants, and totaling $64.7 million last year alone in 2018. These awards are highly competitive. National Institutes of Health funding, they represent a continued confidence in UB's role as a national research leader. The only failure in research is when you quit or you're forced to quit because of lack of funding. The White House budget proposes cutting funding to the National Institutes of Health by $4.9 billion next year. Every single division of the National Institute of Health, except for one, is being cut. The largest reduction is to cancer research, with an $897 million cut to the National Institute of Health. That cut will not stand. There will be a bipartisan effort in the United States Congress to restore and add to that funding. It's critically important. America shouldn't be cutting our investment in research. We should be increasing it. New treatment delayed is new treatment denied. Federal investments in biomedical speed the pace of breakthroughs, lower long-term health care costs, support jobs, and economic opportunity for communities like this one right here in Buffalo and Western New York. And they demonstrate that by beating debilitating diseases, Alzheimer's, cancer, and Krabbe's disease is not just a mission for individuals diagnosed, but a priority for America. We are grateful to Dr. Feltry and her team at the Hunter James Kelly Research Institute for your perseverance in pursuit of uncovering the clues to Krabbe's and similar forms of rare disease. And with that, I'll turn it over to first Dr. Feltry. Doctor?
Thank you very much, Congressman. And I just want to say that when this institute began in At the beginning was just focused on clinical research, was a very small institute. Since Dr. Roberts, the co-founder, and myself arrived, has grown to in terms of its scopus, and we are now more than 42 people in the institute, and we have received more than $60 million in federal funding and other funding since 2011. So we work not only on Krabbe disease, in a lot of demyelinating disease, and in particular for this grant on Krabbe, I just wanted to mention, remind, Krabbe is a devastating neurological disease of newborn babies, bring them to, unfortunately, to die within few years of life. And the only available therapy is bone marrow transplant, which was always assumed to work by transferring the missing enzyme that is mutated in this patient from one healthy cells to the sick cells of the baby. Our preliminary data in the institute actually shows that this is probably not the case, and this bone marrow transplant therapy works in a different way, maybe through decreasing inflammation. So this is very exciting because together with advancement in gene therapy, which are being made all around the world, allow us now to pinpoint with our work which cells exactly needs the replacement therapy, and to be together this will work much more efficiently to direct the right therapy to the right cells and hopefully cure this devastating disease and many similar diseases of the nervous system which has the same problem. And I think our work has really come to a surprise because of some of the assumptions that were made, and we are working together with the community working on the therapies to really understand the complexity of this disease and how to treat it in a more efficient way. So we're very grateful for this grant and to continue work on this disease. Thank you.
So I go back to the days before this building was put up and the original idea was conceived for the Institute. And when I think back, it was really an effort between the Kelly family and the university administration. That effort has resulted in the creation of what I consider one of the jewels of the University of Buffalo and the work that's done here. You've just heard about the impact of Dr. Feltri and Dr. Rabbit's work and the wonderful team that they've built. But without a champion like Dr. Congressman Higgins, now you're going to be Dr. Higgins, you know, we're at risk of losing all of these advances, and we're at risk of being on the technological forefront, which as a city, as a university, and as a country, we need to be. So I am hoping that we can continue to convince people like Congressman Higgins to, you know, carry the flag for us, because if you think about it, all of these disorders, from rare disorders in children that are so devastating like Krabbe's, to Alzheimer's disease, and if you all of us reach age 85, about half of us are at risk for having cognitive impairment. So it's something that we really do need to figure out how to convince the folks in Washington to increase the budget to keep us at that forefront. And this center and the infrastructure that it contains and the genomics and proteomics, and we're building a biobank to actually have patient samples with data connected to it. We have an AI institute that can then mine that data. But it only matters when you have passionate researchers like Dr. Feltri and Dr. Rabbits and the team that they put together to help us carry out that work. So, and I'm very proud of the fact that I have Laura, who is another woman here in science, carrying the flag, and I'm hoping that all of us, I know as a UB community, support you and the work that you do upstairs. And I'm so very proud of the fact, if Betty Capaldi could just see us all now, she'd be very proud of the fact that that institute came off the ground, and not only came off the ground, but is a jewel in the UB portfolio. Thank you.
Well, questions on topic?
What was it that drew you to actually look into the research?
Well, certainly the passion from the Kelly family was one important motivation for us. We were working on many diseases that are similar to Krabbe, but since we came here, because also the investment of UB, the Center of Excellence here, and New York State, we were able actually to assemble an amazing group and to start developing this project much more fully.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.